He's always been faithful. That is a true statement.
Yeah.
I've not been faithful, but He's been faithful. I'm not worthy, but He's worthy.
Right.
And there's some lines in that song that I says about the pain and sorrow that He's always switched around for gain. That's the way He is. And I have no regrets in serving the Lord on His part. I have regrets I've not done more.
That's right.
And I wish I could do Him as good as He does me. All right? Everybody all right this morning? Well, listen very carefully. We got a lot to say this morning. And we're going to be very, very plain this morning. I want you to understand that. I want you to listen. We have needs, not just here, but we have needs in our community, needs in our country, our state, our country. And none of that's going to change if our hearts don't change. It's got to start in here. There's no need me preaching to you if I'm not willing to change. There's no need you listening if you ain't going to change. And then some don't listen anyway. We talked about that this morning. And, hearing me is never an issue. Alright? Listening is the problem. But the same way with the Lord. The Lord's speaking. But we're not paying no mind. The Holy Spirit draws. You know, a lot of times we'll pray, Lord, do your work. Listen, He's faithful. The Lord does His work every day. He reproves the world of righteousness and sin and judgment every day. He calls the sinner man every day. And He calls us to repentance every day. But it seems like nobody wants to listen. And but He'll do His part. Never have to worry about the Lord doing His part. Now, I got to pray, Lord, help me do my part. But I never do have to ask, Lord, won't you be God today? I never have to ask that. Huh? Why? Because He's always been faithful. He's just what He is. Huh? Can't beat Him. Can't beat Him. All right? Let's pray together. Father, I come. And Lord, I'm unworthy. I know that. Lord, there's things that I allow in my mind, my heart, that should never come. Should never be there. Lord, so often I take advantage of Your grace like we all do so often, but Lord, I'm not saying that about others. Lord, this morning I take advantage of Your grace and Your mercy to live as I want to live. Lord, I pray this morning that I might change, that I might, that You might give me the strength to be different the way I'm supposed to be. Lord, may You speak to every heart. Lord, may we see truth this morning. And Lord, I pray that if nothing else, Lord, this might be the morning that we start being awake as a Christian. Lord, I pray this morning that as You speak to our heart, we will not shove it off, but Lord, we will act upon it as You speak to our heart, and we're going to thank You and praise You. Can't do none of this without the Holy Spirit. Preach me with power as You see fit. Let me be obedient to You to preach as You say. And Lord, again, thank You for all that You are, all that You do. You've always been faithful. Sure do thank You. Please help us this morning in Jesus' name and amen. I don't know that of a time more to where we have got more artificial, more imitation, or more fake in the world today. It's on the shelves in our stores. Imitation is. You see it advertised on the TV. Imitation is. It tastes like the real thing. Do you ever hear that? It tastes like, you'll never notice it's any different. That's what they claim. You know. I don't know how much fake we can handle. We're fake not only in the store, but we're fake in our clothing. You can't get no good clothes anymore. They're all. I don't know what it's made out of, but it ain't made out of what it used to be made out of. Now, well, they're already wore out when you buy them now. I mean, people buying them now, they can't get them out of the package. They're already torn. So we know it's fake. We know that something's missing. y'all understand it. Y'all get that in a minute, maybe. But that's the way we are today. And then we got people. You ain't fake people. You know, we have a holiday. We have a holiday. I'm going to tell you how bad it is. We got a holiday every October so people can be what they're not supposed to be. We celebrate people being what they're not supposed to be. That's how much we like fake, false, imitation, things that's not real. Huh? Think about that. We come to church. A lot of time we're fake. We are, and when it comes to Lord, I can find that when I read the Word of God. Who was it? It was a Rehoboam who put on a false face, disguised himself, and went to Samuel, and Samuel said, "Why do you disguise yourself to be somebody you ain't?" Huh? When you go to the prophet and you're trying to be something that you ain't, huh? Fake, huh? Figuring that the Lord don't know, figuring that people don't know, huh? Think about that. Did you realize that we spend a lot of our time watching fake on TV? Y'all understand that Andy Griffith, he was real, but you know Mayberry was not. You know, it's portrayed to be in North Carolina, but it's really in California. You know that John Wayne's name wasn't even John Wayne. I mean, that's so sad. I love John Wayne, but his name's Marion Morrison. Well, who wants to watch a man named Marion Morrison shoot an Indian? Huh? Has to be John Wayne. I mean, everything's fake. You understand that General Hospital and One Life to Live, all that's fake. You understand that? You understand that? You watch him old programs, you watch one of them old programs, Emergency. Rampart here, you know, and got old Robert Fuller being the doctor. You know, he's no more doctor than I am. They're actors. They're not real. The people are real, but they're portraying things that ain't real. You understand it? You know E.T.'s not real. You know Star Trek is not real. You know that, don't you? You understand that. Gunsmoke is not real. You understand that. We spend our life being entertained by sin. Our entertainment today is Christians watching people sin. Is that right or wrong? You know, Brother Rick loves Andy Griffith. I do too. But I seen Andy Griffith drink another night. He had his rich girlfriend. They sat down and she ordered snails and some kind of fancy drink. He said, "Do you have any draft beer?" And Andy Griffith drunk a beer on Andy Griffith. Well, who'd have thought it? Who'd have thought it? Huh? Ain't that disappointing? He ain't real, neither was the beer he drank, you reckon? I'm going to tell you, we're living in a world of nothing but fake and imitation. Watch the news. I mean, I'm not going to watch it, but you want to go and watch it. I try not to watch it. I have to watch it a little bit to keep my head out of the sand. But who do you believe? One station says one thing, one station says the other. You know? Politicians. I mean, we got fake everywhere. We got fake everywhere. You know, when I grew up, we watched on the TV Neil Armstrong on the moon. Now they tell us that ain't none of that true. You know, the Bible says that the earth's round, but now we got people saying no, it's still flat. I mean, you just got so much foolishness that you listen to. And we don't think it affects our mind, but it does. It does. Little slogans, little things. You know, I marvel at people who say they have a bad memory. Anybody here got a bad memory? Hold your hand up if you got a bad memory. All right, I'm going to test you to see. You finish the sentence. Don't squeeze the... That's been 50 years ago. When E.F. Hutton talks, that's been 50 years ago. Huh? See, we remember what we want to remember. We're influenced by what we want to be influenced with. You don't think you're influenced by people? How many like to drive the speed limit? That you try to obey the law. Anybody here? All right, get in traffic, and when they speed up, do you? That's what we say, but that's not true. That's not true. They'll just have to go around us or blow their horn. See, it's not true that we'll get run over. It's not true. But we're influenced by everyone around us. Is it not? Are you listening to me? Now, it don't matter whether it's right or wrong or real or anything. You know? I mean, there's people that's got a brain, or say they do, that's got Bigfoot in their yard. Y'all understand there ain't no such thing. I hate to say it. You say, well, how do you know? Well, have you ever seen one? Have you ever seen anybody kill one? Anybody tree one? I mean, we've got a TV program about local people that hunt monsters, and the people live in Braxton County. Sissy's boy, Wild Bill, he's one of the ringleaders, and people watch them hunt things that ain't there. Right. Yeah. And you know what we say? Well, that was a good one. Yeah. Then you watch people make professions in Christ. They say that God saves them and they still live like hell. Yeah. You got Christians that's supposed to be living right, and you can't tell no difference between them and the lost crowd. I mean, I wonder what's real and what's true. I wonder. Because we're so taken aback and influenced and messed up. Huh? I wonder. Well, I believe Jesus is still the way. I believe He's still the truth. I believe He's still the life. I believe Jesus is truth. He's not, don't just say truth. He is truth. And I believe that everything that Satan has a part of is a lie. Amen. I believe that this morning. I believe all that he does, all that he influences, all that he's around, I believe it is a lie. Because the Bible says that he is a liar. And he's a liar from the beginning. All right? That's what I believe. So, we'll start maybe this morning, where we finish it tonight or not. Well, it won't be tonight, but next couple of Sundays, we're going to preach a little series for you this morning. We want you to listen carefully, and I want you to remember we're going to preach on reality. That's going to be the title of the series, is Reality. Reality. Reality means it's the world or the state of things as they actually exist, as opposed to idealism or notional ideas or truth. We're going to preach on reality. It's time to wake up. And things that are real. Reality. Reality. You know, we need to get out of our little space cadet bubble and come back to reality. Come back to Earth. Huh? Pull your head up out of the sand and wake up. Huh? Be real. Huh? Be real. Let's see if we can find anything maybe about truth in the Word of God. How about John chapter 8? John chapter 8. And verse 32. John chapter 8, the Gospel of John chapter 8, verse 32 says, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." You shall know the truth. We know John 14, 6. We probably, many of us could quote it. But we read it, John 14, verse 6 says, "Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Huh? Once you flip over in John 18. In John 18. And let's look here at verse 36, right down through verse 38. John chapter 18 and verse 36. And Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then would my servants fight, that I should not be delivered to the Jews. But now is my kingdom not from hence. Pilate therefore said unto him, Art thou a king then? Jesus answered, Thou sayest that I am a king. To this end was I born, and for this cause came I into the world, that I should bear witness unto the truth. Everyone that is of the truth heareth my voice. Pilate saith unto him, What is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews, and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all." Pilate asked a good question. What is truth? What is reality? I mean, we're so far removed from it, we don't know what's real and what ain't real. Huh? Sometimes we don't like to accept what's real. Sometimes we don't like to accept truth. Sometimes we want it so sugar-coated that we feel good about truth. But can I tell you, truth is what it is. Sometimes truth makes you feel good, and sometimes it rubs you the wrong way. But it's yet true. Everything that God says is true. Everything that the Bible says is true. Everything that Jesus says is true. Now, people can believe it or not, but it's still true. I thought, Brother Rick, as you talked this morning, our message this morning and the Sunday school lesson goes hand in hand, if not intermingled so much this morning. We listened this morning about the Babylon and the great whore of world religion. And religion will damn your soul to hell. But Christ and Him alone will save you this morning, Him alone. But I want you to think about some things today. When we talk about reality, and I wondered as I studied and tried to put some things together for the next few weeks, where do you start? Well, I reckon we just start just wide open. I reckon would be the place to start when we start looking at truth and what the real reality is, because you may not ever have another opportunity to hear truth after this morning. You may die tomorrow. You may die today. You may not make it till next Sunday. There will be some that don't make it till next Sunday. The Bible says in John 17:17, it says, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." Thy word is truth. You hear me this morning. The word of God and what it teaches is truth this morning. There's many opinions about a lot of things concerning the Bible, and some put things in this order, some in that order. Some are premillennialists, if you know what that is. Some are amillennialists. Some are postmillennialists. If you know what all them words mean, that's good. Some people put baptism before salvation. Some put being born again after faith, all kinds of mess ups, you know, all kinds of different thoughts. Some believe you're here today, saved today, lost tomorrow, all kinds of, I mean, there's all kinds of different beliefs of all kinds. But the Word of God is true. Amen. It's not my interpretation that makes it true. The Word of God stands for itself. The Word of God is true. And that's what we want to stick with, is the Word of God this morning. All right? And I want you to think about reality. What is reality? What's the reality we have right today? Well, the reality that people are born, people die. That's reality. All right? People die. You know how often they die? Every day. Every day. Do you know that there's 19.5 million people died last year in the world? 19.5 million people died last year. That's a pile of people. Hey, sooner or later, it's going to hit us. I mean, that's reality. Sooner or later, you or your people are going to die. Sooner or later, it's going to happen. 19 million can't keep dying and not affect our community, not affect our church, not affect our country. It's going to happen, all right? But what reality is bad, it's so bad that people think the world's getting better. People think that it's going to get better. There's people meeting in thousands in arenas today, thinking things are going to get better. That's not reality. That's stupidity. Thinking that a man or a woman is going to bring help. There's only one help, and that's Jesus Christ. Only one help. That's reality. That's reality. The world is not getting better. Brother Rick read it this morning, 2 Timothy chapter 3, that in the last days perilous times will come. Not good times are going to come, but perilous times are going to come.
Right.
It's what the Bible says. I believe maybe it even goes further and lays out some things. Let's see. But evil men, the seducers, shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And what's going to happen is deceivers and seducers, the world ain't going to get no better. That's reality. But let's not forget the reality that people die. And the 19.5 million died last year. I was doing some research and studying, and you may say I'm wrong. You go Google it yourself. I went to Google, so we know it's true. All right? I know it's true. You know the population is 8.1 billion people. All right? 8.1 billion people. That's a pile of people. I can't visualize 8.1 billion people. All right? Can you? I can't visualize that. And what I looked at, now I told you wrong. I told you 19.5 million people died, and 61 million people died in 2023. 61 million people died. I looked at my numbers, you're wrong. I was reading and said that 68.5% of the world is classified as non-Christian. 68.5%. Now, that's what Google said, that 68.5% of the world is classified as non-Christian. Now, not non-denominational, non-Christian. Think about that. Ain't that amazing? We still okay? That means that 5,480,000 5,480,000 are lost. Unchristian. That don't identify being a Christian. That's what 68.5% of 8.1 billion is. Is 5,480,000. That's reality. That's reality. Of the 700 million in the United States, you all know that 699 million, they're not all Christian. You all know there's more than just 1,000 or so lost. We okay with that? And what that 19.5 million was, this is just my math, and this is only my math. I did not get this, but I've done a little bit of figuring. If 61 million people died in 2023, and 68.5% of the population is unchristian, then that's roughly 19 million went to hell. Are you hearing me? Now that's reality. But no, everybody goes to heaven eating dogs. Dogs and cats. You don't believe we got pet cemeteries? I was looking online to see what I could build. Y'all know I build some woodwork things. I found a thing I could build ashes for dogs. Build boxes for dogs and cats so they can cremate their dogs and cats and sell them for good money as long as they're pretty. Everybody goes to heaven. Who would put a cross on a dog's grave?
Right.
That's stupid.
Amen.
That's stupid. And you say, well, I done it, then you're stupid.
Amen.
You don't put a cross on a dog's grave. Stupidity is a reality.
Yes, it is.
Huh? Hear me. Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts, and Alaska are the top five states that say they're unchristian. That's what they did. Top five states. Vermont, New Hampshire, Maine, Massachusetts, and Alaska. The most non-Christian. Listen, you ain't gonna like it, but I'm gonna say it anyway. That Google says that more Democrats are turning unchristian every year. I didn't say that, Google did. I'm just reiterating it. I'm not trying to make you mad. I'm just telling you. We're talking about reality here. I'm not politicking. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to preach against sin, whether you're doing it or I'm doing it. We still okay? That's just reality. I know some people done turned me off, and some people done turned Facebook off. That's okay. That's okay. You say, well, I ain't never coming back. Well, come back next Sunday. It'll probably be more pointed. It ain't going to get easier. Listen, it don't make you going to heaven whether you're Republican or a Democrat. That ain't got nothing to do with it. Whether or not you trust Christ as your Savior. Are you hearing me? Let me understand that. I'm not up here preaching politics this morning. I'm just telling you what Google said. Huh? I didn't call it up and ask. It was just seeing all these other numbers that I had. Is it okay? Does everybody understand that? And I'm not trying to back up and get you to feel okay with me. I'm just telling you, that's where I found it. All right? But reality. Let's look at some things that are true. Well, let's look at one. Sin has to be punished. Sin has to be punished. Has to be. And it'll either be punished in hell or it'll be punished in Christ. That's the only choice. Sin will have to be punished in hell or it'll have to be punished in Christ.
Right.
If you trust Christ, then Christ takes the punishment for your sin. If you won't trust Christ, then in hell you'll lift up your eyes and be punished for time and eternity.
Yes.
That's reality.
Amen.
There's no other way. There, money's not involved. Works is not involved. Prestige is not involved. Education is not involved. It's Christ or hell. It's Christ or hell. Either Christ takes your punishment and you accept it, or to hell you go. That's simplicity. That's simplicity this morning. That's reality. To go to hell, let me tell you what you got to do to go to hell. Nothing. To go to hell, you have to do absolutely nothing. In fact, to go to hell, you can do anything you want to do. You can go where you want to go, do what you want to do, believe what you want to believe. None of that matters. To go to hell, you can just be silent, not say nothing. Or you can believe that this microphone is your salvation. You can believe in aliens from outer space. But it don't matter what you believe.
Right.
To go to hell, you don't have to believe nothing.
Right.
You don't have to do nothing.
Right.
You know that? To go to hell, you don't have to do anything at all. That's truth, this much. Just don't believe. Just don't believe on Jesus. Huh? In hell, reality this morning in hell, that there is no laughter in hell. There is no jokes in hell. There are no parties in hell. There is nothing good in hell. Understand that. That's reality this morning. There is nothing but screaming and crying and as people burn alive. There is a literal hell. I was reading an article yesterday and about hell, and I was just looking up some things, and they said now, the article said on Google, said now please don't take hell figuratively. Or truthfully, it's only a figurative word that there's no literal hell. Now that's what the earth. Well, if somebody read that, you know what they're going to say? Well, there ain't no hell. That's because Satan puts things like that where people can hear it and read it and teach it and all these things, because Satan is a liar and the father of it. But God says that is a place. More than one time He calls it a place. It's a literal place in the map of His universe, His vast universe. There's a literal place called hell. The Bible says hell's beneath. So we would be led to believe that hell's in the heart of the earth. That's what the Scripture would so imply. But it's a literal place. That's reality. That's reality this morning. The Bible calls it a place. Hell is highly populated, and it's highly populated with good people and bad people. But it's highly populated. It's highly populated to the point that the Bible will even say that few there be that go to heaven, and many there be that go to hell. That's what the Bible says in Matthew 7. That's what Jesus said. I think I was going to believe Jesus. I'm not going to believe a theologian. I'm not going to believe another man. I think I'll just go ahead and believe God in the flesh, who come down that we might see truth. And Pilate said, "What is truth?" And Jesus tried to tell him, "I'm truth. I'm truth." But that's the truth this morning. That's reality. Huh? Filled with the best people. With the best people. Filled with the worst people. That's what hell is this morning. There is no unconsciousness in hell. Everyone in hell is conscious. Everyone in hell this morning is conscious. There's no sleep. There's no rest. Everyone's awake. Everyone's alert. Can I tell you, everyone's alive. Even though it says a second death, they are conscious and they are given. Hear me this morning. Look at me this morning. As me as a Christian and you as a Christian are going to be given a glorified body, that when we with our glorified eyes can behold the glory of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, as we have a glorified heart, that we enjoy and worship in complete purity of His magnificence in every way. Can I tell you, that body that God gives me, glorified, without no pain, and without no sorrow, without no disappointment, without any sickness, oh, it's real. But He also gives a body to the resurrected of the dead, that they will endure the eternal wrath of an almighty God, and they won't be annihilated, but they'll burn with fire and brimstone, as the Bible says, that they will burn alive forever and ever and ever. That's what the Bible says. Unquenchable fire, bottomless pit, outer darkness, a place of, listen, people ain't going to be in hell begging for another chance. The rich man that we're given a description in Luke chapter 16 never asked for another chance. Not for himself. He said, "Give me a drip of water, that I might cool my parched tongue, Send somebody to talk to my family, but he never asked out. He never asked to get out. Because he'll know. They know. People in hell know the truth. Hear me this morning. That's reality. We can water hell down. We can water hell down in our mind. We can water hell down in our church. We can water hell down in our Sunday school classes. We can water hell down in our preaching. But it don't calm the flames of hell. We now look at our people not as lost, but they're just unsaved. We look at our people, our families, as good people. We look at them as nice people. Well, now they're my family. Well, what makes your family any better than anybody else's family? Can I tell you, your family's going to go to hell. My family, I got family right now that's on the road to hell. Huh? On the road. Let me tell you something that happened. I believe this with all my heart. It was witnessed years ago, and I've told you this before. I tell you again. Years ago, I was having Bible school, and the first night of Bible school, two young girls about that tall, they're about, I don't remember their age, they got saved, they made profession. So after Bible school was over, the family was there picking them up. And I went out to the car of the mother. She was there to pick up her girls. And I said, such and such, I won't call her name this morning, but I said, such and such got saved tonight, and I'm so glad you let them come. And she broke down a crying, and she said, they won't come back. I said, please don't do that. Please don't do that. She said, they won't be back. I said, well, let me come and get them. You don't have to come and get them. Me and Cheryl Ann will come and get them. She said, no. I said, please don't say no. Please don't do that. Please don't forbid them kids to come. She said, they won't be back. So, that was in August. Maybe that's why I thought of it. I was looking through things and thinking. That was in August. We had Bible school the evening. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. If I told you where it was, you could see it. But at 3:00 in the morning, not 2 miles from her house, she had been out on a fling with somebody other than her husband. She turned her car over. I can take you to the spot. I can show you the house of the man that come down to try to help her. And she turned over on her top, and the car caught afar, and the neighbor went down to try to get her out, and he couldn't get her out. And he told me, he said, all I could do, preacher, was to listen to her scream as she burnt alive in that car. I believe her to be lost. I believe she started burning here and continued burning today. And she forbade them kids to come to the house of God. The Bible says, suffer not the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of heaven. And I've even got family that forbids their people to come to the house of God. And I've been waiting. I've been waiting on a call to see if they went to hell. The last 2 weeks. That's reality. That's reality. This ain't no game. It's reality. There's a hell, a burning hell. And our families are headed there. And I'm persuaded that there's some in this sanctuary room this morning that'll burn in hell if Jesus would come today. I believe there's some here standing under the sound of my voice that is split hell wide open. You may have a Bible in your hand, a songbook on your lap, but I believe that some of you here will go to hell this morning, as sure as I'm standing here. That's reality. That's reality. Because we run to the woman on the scarlet beast of religion. And we're religious but lost. Yeah. Yeah. We know the right terms and we know the right words, but we've never bowed our heart to God and repented of our sins and placed our faith on Jesus Christ alone. Right. Yeah. People going to hell this morning. That's reality this morning. Hell is punishment for sin. Hell is the wrath of God. Listen to me. Hell is the wrath of God. Satan is not the one that's going to give you wrath. He's not the one that's going to be dishing out wrath in hell. For Satan himself will be under the wrath of God. And the beast of the false prophet will be under the wrath. But Almighty God is who's going to be administering the wrath.
Yes.
Hear me. That's reality.
Yes.
That's reality. And to pay for sin is either hell or Christ.
Right.
There's no other way, no middle ground. It's not the church. It's not the preacher. It's not your family. It's either hell or Christ.
Yes.
But sin has to be punished. It has to be punished. Not because God is hateful and mean, He's not. But He's holy and pure and just. And for every righteous judgment, He gives plenteous grace and plenteous mercy and love that He showed on Calvary's cross. But the truth is still there's a hell this morning. That's reality. That's reality. Where is hell? Where is hell? It's at the end of a Christ-rejecting life.
Yes,
huh? People don't go to hell because Christ rejected them. People go to hell because they reject Christ.
Right. Amen.
Hear me. People accept the church, but they reject Christ.
Right.
People accept the preaching. There's conservative people that like a conservative church. And a conservative preacher, and as long as they stick on conservative things, they'll back him.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with their relationship with Christ.
That's right. Amen.
They'll stick him out of a church that ain't liberal. Stick out a preacher that ain't liberal. And they'll put their trust and faith in that place. But they'll go to that place called hell. That's reality. That's reality this morning. Hell is the wrath of God poured out without mercy. Listen, there's some wrath of God poured out we see every now and then. But it's with mercy. It's with mercy. He holds back what we deserve. But it's still God's just. It's still His justice. And He holds it back with mercy. And then He gives a way of escape with grace. But in hell, there's no mercy, there's no grace, and there's no escape from the wrath of God. Hear me this morning. Hear me this morning. Hell has to be because of God's holiness. Turn to Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2. Let me read just a little simple verse, verse 2, if I can find it here. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 2. Many can quote it. I could quote it as well, but it says, "For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast in every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward." Every sin has to be accounted. A just recompense and reward for every iniquity, for every bit of lawlessness, for every sin. You hear me this morning? Has to be. God would not be God if there was not a hell. He couldn't be holy and perfect if there wasn't a hell. Not only is hell for those who reject Him and for payment of sin, but can I tell you, hell is really even for the Christian. For I'm not going to have to be in eternity with all that mess. And I'm not going to go through eternity with all the wickedness and all the things of the people. For He's taken me out and saved me from the wrath to come, the Bible says. So as hell is punishment to the unsaved, can I tell you, it's a blessing to me. It is. I don't ever have to hear another cuss word. Never have to hear another lie. Won't ever have to see no more filth. Won't ever have to hear none of that. All that'll be gone.
Amen.
But it ain't gone from everywhere. It's just not where I'm going.
That's right.
It's in hell. Are you hearing me this morning? We're talking about reality. Wake up!
Yeah.
The Bible says, awake, awake unto righteousness. Awake, awake! What was it we heard even on the tape here before revival this spring as Ian Paisley, the Presbyterian preacher, fundamental preacher from Ireland, he said, awake, awake, you sleepy Christians! Awake, awake! Because of the wrath of God. We ain't going to get sinners woke up because we ain't awake. Huh? Are you hearing me? We have trouble even staying awake in church. We live like hell through the week and away from God. We don't pray. We're not prepared for Sunday. We're not prepared for the house of God. We watch her videos. We may listen to her music. But we've not prepared our heart to come to the house of God. We've not brought nobody with us that's lost. We now told them this week about loss. What's going to happen? I've told this story many times. I see Tammy here this morning. I thought of this Tammy that I seen years ago. It was three men, and Matt was one of these men. I had three men sitting, just wham, 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 in the third, back bench, the next bench, the next bench, all the men right on the aisle. Carolyn had this little girl in Sunday school, growing up in a church, praying for her daddy, praying for her daddy, and I preached one Sunday morning. And I asked if anybody was there, if they knew they was lost, they just raise their hand and let me be praying for them. Just if they understood they was lost. And all three of these men raised their hand. That was on a Sunday. On Saturday, the following Saturday, they called for me to go up to a house because this man had dropped dead with a heart attack. He was one of the men that stood there. He had come to his in the living room and told his wife, "What did you feed me?" He said, "Them hot dogs about to kill me. Them chili dogs about to kill me." He said, "I'm going to lay down for a minute." So when he laid down, his company come. He came back to the doorway, looked at him, grabbed his chest, and went to hell. I went up there to the house. I'll never forget Carolyn, as long as I live, that little blonde-haired girl grabbing me. She said, "Preacher, tell me my daddy's not in hell. Tell me my daddy's not in hell." All I could do was hug her and love on her. Down here at a white funeral home, I had the funeral. And I preached just exactly the way it was. She came to me again. And there he laid in the casket and wrapped her arms around me. He says, "Please, preacher, tell me that my daddy's not in hell." I'll never, ever forget the face of that little girl. Yeah. I'll never, ever forget her grabbing me and saying, "Please tell me my daddy's not in hell." Oh, that's why I take these requests of these little kids so serious. And that's why we got to keep on time with these kids. Oh, can I tell you, it's real this morning. It's reality. It's reality this morning. We do nothing. We do nothing. Oh, time just goes on. Time goes on. Yeah, time goes on. And that hourglass of God has done turned up sideways. And the sand is running out through the hole. And it's going to be not long before the sand's run out. In reality. Reality is true this morning. It's going to set in. Huh? Hear me this morning. Sin has to be punished, either in hell or in Christ. Think about that. Well, let's see. How about 1 Corinthians? How about 1 Corinthians? You hang with me this morning. You hang with me. Don't you lose. Don't you lose concentration this morning. 1 Corinthians 15, look at verse 3. For I delivered unto you first of all that which also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scripture. How about Galatians chapter 1? Galatians chapter 1. Listen to me this morning. Galatians chapter 1, verse 4. Who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God and our Father. How about Romans chapter 4? Romans chapter 4. Everybody still with me? Romans chapter 4. Huh? Let's look at verse 25. Can we? Romans chapter 4, verse 25. It says, who was delivered, speaking of Christ, who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. How about 1 Peter chapter 2? 1 Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. And listen to what it says. Verse 21. For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps. Who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Who, when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges righteously, who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteous, by whose stripes ye were healed. Hear me, it's either hell or Christ, but sin has to be paid for. It has to be paid for, and it's only paid for in hell or in Christ. That's it. It's the only place. Turn to Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53. Can you hear me this morning? Isaiah 53. And let's just go ahead and we'll just start at verse 1. There's no better place to start than the beginning. Who hath believed our report? Who hath believed? Who believed reality? Who believed the truth this morning? Huh? Who? Who has believed our report, and whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he, speaking of Christ, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of dry ground. He had no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. Hear me, either hell pays or Christ pays.
Right. Amen.
And the iniquity of every man is laid upon him. Huh? Christ. Christ alone. Him alone. He don't need your works because you don't have any. You don't have no good works to offer him. Well, I'm pretty good. No, you're not. You're pretty bad. Because you're a liar when you say you're pretty good. You ain't no good. You ain't no good. You ain't no better than a night crawler in the dirt, a worm. See it? On your mess day, you say, well, that's awful to say something like, hey, you're lost. But you come to Christ, and He'll make you everything, everything good. Huh? He'll give you life that you can have eternal life. Eternal life instead of eternal damnation. Huh? This is reality this morning. Your sin and my sin has to be punished either in hell or in Christ. Huh? And you say, well, I've trusted Christ. I've trusted Him. Well, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And can I tell you that the only bigger shame than rejecting Christ and going to hell is accepting Christ and living in sin. You hear me? Listen to me. Oh, let me ask you this. Is it not wonderful that Christ forgives? Huh? Is there anybody here that's mad that Christ forgives? Huh? Man, I'm glad He forgives. But what does He forgive? Well, we can blanket and say, well, He forgives everything. All right. Well, He does. And that's a good blanket. If we can just cut it off there. But I like to get detailed. He forgives drunkenness. He forgives addictions of drugs. He forgives adulteries. He forgives idolatries. He forgives the gambling, the lying, the cheating, the thieving, the murderers, the hatred, the angers. He forgives all them things. Yes or no?
Yes.
He forgives them. Ain't it wonderful?
Yes.
Really, is there anything any better than being forgiven? And we take it and we... I took your forgiveness, now I'll live the way I want to live. I'll lie, ain't no big deal. I'll drink a little bit, ain't no big deal. I'll whore around, ain't no big deal. I'll cuss a little bit, ain't no big deal, because I have all my sins on Christ. But yet the Bible says, where sin did abound, grace did much more abound. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. But if you go down two verses, if you go down two verses, now I love the verse, where sin abound, grace much more abound. That's wonderful.
Come on.
But when I go down two more verses, it says, shall we continue in sin? God forbid.
Right.
You men. Now I want you to be honest with me. How many of you men like a deadbeat? Raise your hand. If you do not like a deadbeat, hold your hand up. Hold your hand. If you do not like a deadbeat, hold your hand. If you have trouble stomaching somebody that won't work, trifling, doless, hold your hand up. That's all of it. Right? How many of you women have a problem with a deadbeat? Just an old sorry deadbeat. Any of you women? Well, what do you think we are? God, give me salvation. Thank you. What else you going to give me? Now, I ain't going to do nothing. I'm going to lay down. I ain't hitting a tap of snakes. Because I have issues. I don't like crowds. I don't like to talk to people. I've got complexes. Emotionally. I'm disturbed. Now, what else you going to give me? Now, I'm not going to speak a word for you. What are you going to give me? Now, I'm going to cuss your name when I get mad because I have anger issues, and we done discussed that. So I'm going to use your name in vain. But it's okay because, you know, I got faith in you. Then all them people over in hell, now, they don't have no faith. Now, we all talk the same, but I've got you and they don't. See, now, you know, now, listen, sometimes I need a little liquor to calm my nerves. But we understand that. Now, all them drunkards over in hell, now, they're different. They're different. But, you know, I need it for my nerves. Now, you know, that man can't tell the truth all the time because it'll get him in trouble. Now, all them liars over there, now, they're going to burn in hell. But I've placed my faith in you now. All them lies I'm telling now, they're just little white lies. They really don't matter. Now, listen, I fell into temptation. I know, I fooled around. But all them adulterers over there, now, they're in hell. Now, we have an understanding, don't we? Anybody want me to stop? I'm talking about reality here. When are we going to wake up? When are we going to repent and come to Christ like we should? When are we going to go ahead and live right? Huh? If Christ bore shame, if Christ bore punishment, if Christ bore sin, then we ought to live like He did. What, to hold up the banner? The blood-stained banner. Not the Baptist banner, the blood-stained banner. Huh? The Christian banner. You hearing me? Reality is what I'm talking about. I'm talking about reality. I'm talking about reality that sin has to be paid for. And it's either going to be paid for in hell or it's going to be paid for in Christ.
Right.
Well, even though my sins are paid for, can I continue in sin? God forbid.
Right.
Why don't I continue in repentance? Why don't I continue in faith? Why don't I continue in faithfulness?
Right.
Why don't I continue in prayer? Why can't I continue in Bible study? Why can't I continue in telling the story? Why do I have to continue in sin? Reality is all I'm talking about. I'm just talking about reality. Hell has separation. Hell has separation. There's moms and dads that'll say goodbye to children. There's children that'll say goodbye to moms and dads. Saved moms and dads that wouldn't discipline their children, wouldn't teach their children, wouldn't live right in front of their children, wouldn't do all they could for their children to get them to Christ. They're going to say goodbye and they're going to go to hell. And for every eternity, the children will be mad at mom and dad. And live an eternity burning in hell, with anger against parents that wouldn't tell them about Jesus. You got one responsibility, mom and dad. You got one responsibility, and that's to get your family saved. You say, "Well, I feed them." It'd be better for them to starve and go to heaven than to be full and go to hell. It'd be better for them to go through the world naked with no clothes than and go to heaven as would be go to hell and not have a stitch on. There's going to be children that's going to look at mom and dad. Mom and dad's going to be cast in the lake of fire. There's going to be children that maybe brothers and sisters hold their hands and say, "We're going with the teacher, mom, dad, that's okay. We're going, I'm sorry." Because they've trusted Christ.
Yes.
There'll be husbands say goodbye to wives. Wives say goodbye to husbands. That's the reality. I can stand here and tell you story after story of people I watched go to hell. They ain't going to do no good. Because as Abraham, Father Abraham told the rich man, they had Moses and the prophets. If you don't hear them, neither will you hear one that come back from the dead. If you're not going to believe the Bible, you're not going to believe nothing else I say. That's reality. That's reality. That's reality. Why would we lie now? We're saved. Why would we lie?
Can I ask you that?
I'm saved, preacher. Then why would you lie? Why would I lie? Huh? Why would I gossip? Why would I hate? Huh? Why would I cuss? Why would I do these things? Why would I? Do we rip out? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Do we rip out that we're born again? Do we rip out that Christ liveth in me, hope of glory? Do we rip out the help, the strength, the power that he gives? Do we rip all that out? Huh? And trust ourselves? Or we trust Christ? We need to trust Christ. Sin has to be paid for. It'll either be paid for in hell, or it'll be paid for in Christ. You say, well, what about chastisement? That's the consequence of sin.
Right.
That's the consequence of sin. Chastisement is the consequence of sin. That's not me paying for sin, because for me to pay for my sin, I got to go to hell to do it. I either got to go to hell to do it, or I got to go to Christ to do it. You understand? So it's the chastisement, the consequence of sin. That's bad enough. If the consequences of sin is that bad, what would hell be for punishment? Are you hearing me? If the consequence of sin is bad as it is, and we've all been there, maybe some more than others, but we've all been chastened because of the consequence of sin. If the chastisement is that bad, oh my soul, what is hell? That's the reality. Cheryl, go to piano. Softly and tenderly, Clark, Jesus is calling. Calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching. Watching for you and for me. Come home. Come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly. Jesus is calling. Calling. Oh, sinner. Come home. Invitation is like I preached this morning. Your only hope is Christ. Your only hope is Christ. If you're not saved, your only hope is Christ, because hell is where you're headed. And if you are saved, your only hope is Christ. You say, well, preacher, I missed the way. And I've done them things you're talking about. Yeah, we all have. We all have. I say, what do I do? God, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, I'm sorry, he says. For the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses you from all sin. The devil will say, you're through. You're no good. Full of holes and you leak and there's nothing being good in you. And as far as we look at it, boy, it's true. Oh, but there's a Savior this morning. He hung there on the cross of Calvary for us. He went all the way for us. And he's not willing to throw us away. He'll wait on you. If you come to him, and he'll put his arms around you and say, now let's start again. Oh, there's been many a day I've had to start more than once. Listen, I'm not a holy man. Steve, there's been days. If I could have got saved over and over, I would have had to got saved over and over because of what's been through my mind or in my heart. But boy, Rich, I'm part of the family. He just hugged me up. He said, now listen, we're going to deal with this, but right now, know that you're forgiven. You're going to have to live with the hole. You're going to have to live with the scar. You're going to have to live with it. Listen, it ought to help you a little bit. But come on now, let's go together. And he don't throw me away. But he gets arm in arm. And he said, now let's walk this way together. And we'll go hand by hand. And we'll live the way you're supposed to live. But you're not going to do it by yourself. You're going to have me with you. And I ask you this morning, why don't we just go and wake up? Find us a place around this altar this morning. Let some things die. Huh? Let some things die on this old altar. Get rid of bad feelings and old hurtful past. And rise up and walk with the Lord. And rise up and live the way He wants you to live. Huh? Rise up and let Christ be all and all in you this morning. Huh? And if you're not saved, oh, won't you come? And trust Christ as your Savior. You don't want to go to hell this morning. Oh, you need Jesus in your life. And He'll save you regardless of where you've been. He'll save you this morning. Can I tell you, He'll welcome you home regardless of where you've run to. Regardless of where you run to. You know what He's got? He's got a big tub of joy He'll put back in your soul. Huh? He's got a big tub of zeal He'll put back in your step. Huh? He's got a big tub of songs. He'll put a new song in your mouth. Huh? But you're going to have to come to me. Well, something's got to be paid for. Either in hell or in Christ. That's reality. That's reality this morning. That's reality. You may know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Father, draw, oh God, I pray, us to repentance. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together.